This is Rashi Rice, and you're listening to Rasta Rocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. I'm Alex Dunlap here with Cody Carpentier and Can't Miss Mitch for the Week 4 edition of the Circa Millions cast. Boys, coming off a big week last week. No thanks to me. I tried to talk us off of one of the winners. I'm so glad that I didn't. So glad that I did not use my veto. 4-1 last week. So 4-1 the week one, a horrible 1-4 week two, and then 4-1 in week three. We need to stay on this heater, guys. And Mitch, tell them about what the algo is doing for our premium subscribers over at rosterwatch.com.
So first and foremost, what we shoot for, guys, is 58 to 62% on the top value picks. Last week, it makes it easier when the entire slate goes 62.5%. So the hardest part about this entire process is the manager selection, right? The algo gives us the model, and it's our job to select the best picks. Last week, by the way, Cody, I love how you kept all of this on paper, where my top seven picks, your top seven picks, I think we went 6-1, both of us, right? So pat on the back.
Newsflash.
But that's what we're here for. Hey, we're a team. We're here to pick each other up when the other stinks. That's why we're a team. It's about us selling our picks and our conviction. And I learned my lesson from week two. I'll never put a pick in that fades the algo. I just won't do it.
What if it fades the algo by like 0.25 points?
I mean, why would we even take it? There's just no value there. It's fair market. You're basically flipping a coin. And so if we can get a couple extra percentage points to win based on that value that the model is giving us, why would we take it? It's fair market. There's no edge. It's like making an investment with no potential growth. It's fair market value. Makes no sense.
My only question to that would be that what if, so like last week, so if hypothetically you had wanted and in your heart of hearts thought Detroit's going to cover, Detroit's going to win this game.
Which was my number one pick.
Which was Alex's number one, which was my number six. Had you had it in there, that technically would have been 3v1. In that setting, that's technically our rules to qualify as a pick is 3v1 as a ruler. And the algo has Arizona. Like, is that still a complete?
It would have been last week because the algo was on the same sugar high about Arizona that everybody else was that I knew. Like, it was what I knew was going to happen. And but so it was never going to happen because the algo, like the algo,
guys, there was a one score possession. Like, let's act like the algo wasn't that. The model was there. There were some variables. Obviously, these are real human.
The algo smashed.
Even on the losses.
Yeah.
Like, one of the six losses, the Atlanta Falcons KC game, it had a wild 22-17 prediction. I'm sorry, 22-19. And it was 22-17 was the final. So, you know, even the losses, it's close. So the New Orleans game, that one got away. Look, I don't want to explain how we lose a bet because when you're explaining, you're losing. And they were close. I didn't feel that bad. The only game I felt terrible about was that Bucks game. That was the only one where I was just banging my head against the wall. I hated it from the show, and somehow I came around to it. I don't know why I was so soft and feeling like that could be a potential play.
Well, I mean, like I said, if we'd found our way to KC or something, but I guess we wouldn't have found our way.
We would have because it was New Orleans, right? It was New Orleans and Indy were the other two that were in the conversation.
Yeah. So anyway, it's fine. But dude, 4-1, we'll take it every single. Gosh, we do that. We're all gonna move to Aruba and we'll we won't do the show again. We probably won't do the show again next year. All right. So let's talk about who wants to go first. Can I go first? So neither you guys steal either of my two ones that I'm kind of eyeing right now.
If we both steal yours, I think we're going to be in a bad spot, but yeah.
That's probably true. Probably true. A couple things, man, just a couple of items here that I thought were interesting. The guy who I have another Circa Millions entry with, we're not doing quite as well because we had the lock of all locks, the 49ers last week from Siege, but he's taking the week off. So he's leaving that entry. He's keep hands off that entry, but he wanted to send me this. It was tweeted out by, I guess, Ben Fox a little bit earlier at DK Sportsbook. So it looks like the public right now is really, really, really getting on board with a lot of favorites in this slate. So 81% of the money is on the Steelers -1.5. 80% of the money is on the Cowboys -6. 79% on the Lions -3.5. 78% on the Cardinals -3.5. 73% on the Packers -2.5. 71% on the Eagles -2.5. And 70% on the Bengals -4.5. This is coming off a week where we had all of the biggest underdogs all smash. And so and sometimes win games outright, in at least two cases that I can think of. So three that I can think of. So with that being said, I don't know what to make of it. They're just here's what stood out to me whenever I looked at it. The first thing that stood out to me, and then this is like last week whenever I brought up the Carolina Panthers, not as my pick, but just about, can we just think about this? Is Jacksonville stinks. So can we just think about that? Like, it's just like they really, really do stink. And like, I just want to put it out there. They're very, very bad. And they're going to Houston and it's under a touchdown. So I just wanted to put it out there. The ones that I looked at that I think I'll stand for here, my number one pick is Buffalo getting 2.5 points going to Baltimore. I don't know what Dallas is, and I don't know what Baltimore is, and whatever that game was last week, it truly did not give me any new interpretation of sort of what I think about either of these two teams. I'd be interested to hear from you guys what you think about these two teams. I figured like we're gonna get our answer about where these two teams stand right now, and I was like, okay, well, so it turns out that Dallas is actually bad. Right. And the Ravens are going to turn it on, but then you get the big comeback from Dallas and all the, like, I don't know what to make of that football game. I feel like I did not get the answers that I was destined to get last week about those two teams. But I do think that they both don't look that good to me. And Buffalo is playing just good fundamental football. They're getting contributions from all kinds of different players. The defense looks good. Man, watching them versus Jacksonville, you're just like, man, like this team looks. It's 2.5 points. I don't know what's going to be in the circuit, but if I'm getting 2.5 points, maybe if that thing ticks to 3 points, I think to myself, like, man, there's no way I'm not taking Buffalo in points versus a Baltimore Ravens team that I don't even know anything about.
Well, can I just jump in here? First off, why would you take this game? These are great teams. These are top AFC teams. There's easier games out of the slate. Why are you picking the hardest game on the slate? This is like, this makes zero sense. These are phenomenal teams. So Baltimore didn't care. Dallas got an onside kick, so it made the score less lopsided. What are we talking about here? Buffalo is great. We saw this. Like, I feel like you're so reactionary.
You're getting 3 points.
You're so reactionary.
I'm not reactionary.
You are. You're reactionary week to week, and that's what I'm seriously.
This is a game of small sizes.
There's a flow. There's a flow and overreaction that happens in the public markets every single week.
I just read you off where all the money is, and let me just look at this game. With Buffalo, it might be one of the ones. So Buffalo, we have them on our premium downloads tool that you can get if you buy the algo, and it's like you buy RosterWatch Premium, you get all the fantasy stuff, but then you also get Mitch's algo picks, and you get
the premium widgets, and it's a bunch of cool widgets, right? Where you can look at the bet percentage versus the money percentage for your book, and you can find the best props in your state and stuff like that, right? But Buffalo plus 2.5 is a public favorite. So, I mean, it's like, of course, even if I'm taking like a road dog, I can't get it to where it's like, you know, it does look like 76% of the bets and 79% of the money are on Buffalo. So I think other people are thinking the same thing I am. So you could be right about that.
I will just say that is one of two games that for me are complete stayaways. That and the Minnesota Packer game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Sounds like I'm not getting Buffalo.
Yeah, you're definitely not getting Buffalo. And Jacksonville, this to me feels exactly like you were off the Rams.
No, I want Houston. I want Houston.
I would say Houston. By the way, the algo likes Jacksonville with just a half a point of value on Jacksonville. This is a very close game, a 21.67 to 15.73. This is one of the lowest value index that I see week four. This is a stay away. I think this is probably a 6-point number. So that's 6.5. That's where you're getting value on Jacksonville. This is a stay away. I think Jacksonville bounces back, but I'm not going to back them after that performance. It's a stay away. There's better games out there, guys.
All right. I will just say this about the Ravens. Is Tyler Linderbaum, Andrew Voorhees, Patrick McCary. So that's your center, your right tackle, and your left guard. None of them practiced today. So I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. I like Buffalo. It's like my Detroit from last week. We're not going to pick it. I'm putting it out there, though. It's like that was the number one thing that popped off to me. I can't believe I'm going to say it. I kind of like Cleveland.
I can get behind that all day.
I kind of like Cleveland.
I can get behind that all day. I think they're going to wallop. I completely agree. The algo agrees. It's going to be tight. It's going to be uncomfortable. We're not going to like it, but I like Cleveland from what I've seen from them this season, this inconsistency. Look, Giants were due. Giants were due. That coaching matchup were fantastic.
And you're so funny. You're making fun of me for being reactionary. And I was talking to Cody. We were doing our college football show before this. And after we got done, I'm just like, man, I'm looking at these picks. And like I was looking at Cleveland. I'm like, dude, how am I taking Cleveland getting 2, maybe someplace 2.5 points? Like going to play Las Vegas that looks rudderless with a head coach that
doesn't care.
Last week came out there and said, like, these guys are making business decisions. I'm making business decisions. I'm interested to see whether or not that's a good motivational tactic. I'm not sure it is. And the other thing is too, is that we started to see like Amari Cooper kind of heat up and it was just like I predicted last week when I looked at the matchup tool, I just said, okay, so it's Amari Cooper. If Amari Cooper's home and it's good weather, or if he's in a dome and he's facing a bad matchup, it's like our guy Scott Barrett, man, our friend over Fantasy Points, he's done a long-term study on this guy, dude. Amari Cooper is a bum hunter. Whenever it's a bad matchup for that guy, or he goes to dust, or it's bad weather, he goes to dust, or it's a away game where it's cold, dust. But man, if he plays in a dome and stuff, like I just and the Cleveland defense is the Cleveland defense is good, and they're gonna so. I like Cleveland. I hate that I like them. They just lost to the Giants. And that's the one thing that I was saying, like, oh, gosh, they just lost to the Giants. But maybe that's just me being the reactionary guy, chalky guy that you guys have said. If you're telling me that I can, like, that's the one I'm throwing out, man.
Now you're starting to get it. You're starting to get a feel for, I think, you know, when you're in the zone, you can start to kind of see games. You can start to see it. Obviously, you know, we're going to make stuff up. But look, we pay attention. I watch every single game. I've got my quad box on quad box and, you know, I'm constantly switching. I'm trying to watch as much football as I can. I think, you know, Cleveland, I think they're going to handle Vegas. They're an absolute mess. So I'm in. Consensus play, Cody?
Consensus play.
All right. That one's in. Amazing. Right. It only took us 10 minutes to get one.
All right. Cody, let's get yours now.
I'll go to Mitch first.
Okay, Mitch first.
So when I think about what are the things that you just mentioned as far as where the public is, money is going, it's not so much fading the public, but I love home dogs. And the Indianapolis Colts shot themselves in the foot, specifically Anthony Richardson, the bonehead decisions that he made last week, and the fact that they still squeaked out a victory. They should have won by double digits easy. That's a good defensive unit. I like Indianapolis. I don't think this matchup is going to bode well for Fields and company. Pittsburgh starting 4-0. I just have a tough time. If they do, guess what? We can still lose by 2 points and still push. I like Indianapolis. The algo has Indianapolis winning outright. By a field goal, you're getting 5 points of value. I feel really, really good about this Indianapolis team and Anthony Richardson. He's going to be watching that tape, making sure that he doesn't make those decisions, but maybe I'm incorrect. I think they got away with the victory last week, big time. The other game that I like is San Francisco. I think they're going to bounce back and absolutely demolish this New England team. You talk about rudderless. It's probably time for Drake May halfway in between, you know, when they're down two. This to me would be, let's take San Francisco first quarter. Let's take San Francisco first half. And then for the game. And we're going to 3X our money. They are going to destroy and demolish New England. They just don't have the capacity to handle the pass rush and the amount of mistakes and turnovers New England. Mark them down for an one interception at least, if not two. I'm probably taking 1.5 over turnovers. Easy. This New England team is going to be bamboozled. They're going to get punched in the mouth. And whatever strategy game plan that they had going into this, it's going to completely change when they're down 21 points halfway through the second quarter.
I love it that you love San Francisco. You really think they're going to go lay an egg after that? After that last week,
they're at like home?
This Arizona team plays. They just beat the pants off of the Rams, and then you go play the Rams, and then this happens with the fake punt and all that. Dude, I feel like I lost years off my life with that Rams bet. You know, like imagine how Shanahan felt.
The algo has – the algo shies away from big-time favorites like this. 10 points is like – might as well be a victory for the underdog.
Dude, what are
the – But the algo is back.
What are they going to do? I mean, Gerard Mayo is saying, like, yeah, we got to get our best players involved. Like, Ramondre Stevenson didn't even have a target last week.
He looked atrocious. Like,
what are they doing?
They were so discombobulated when – these teams, it feels like some of them don't have grit. They don't know how to come back. And the one thing as bad as the Cowboys last week, and I love making fun of the Cowgirls just because I'm a Boston guy living in the heart of Texas. And so when I see teams like the Cowboys and the Longhorns struggle, there's a little bit of solace and joy that I get from watching you guys get uncomfortable. But the one thing you can say about the Cowboys last week, yeah, they got demolished. They clawed back. They had an actual opportunity to get that ball back. That Lamar, like, he was that was a busted play. And Lamar ended up getting a first down. And I honestly think that Dallas was going to get the ball back and potentially win that game. So they do have grit. These teams don't have grit. They don't have this team culture yet. It just has, it needs to be established for a long time in the locker room. And with Jerod Mayo establishing himself as a presence in the locker room after having the greatest of all time, there's that culture isn't built that. It's just not there. So you're not going to have that grit. Just, I hate to say it.
I love San Francisco. I don't know how Cody feels about it, but I love it. I'm 100% on board. Indy, maybe I'm just too spooked about Anthony Richardson, and I'm spooked about what that defense might do. The offense isn't turning the football over. But it does, it does feel like he's not going to make that same stupid pick that he did down at the goal line last week ever again. I think he probably learned his lesson.
Richardson, the guy that's throwing 47%, 50%, 50%, and a pick in every game?
Dude, that game feels maybe pile to me. San Fran, I'm just like, dude, I'm sold. I'm like, you don't got to sell me on that.
San Fran's unanimous, right?
It's unanimous, obviously. Let me just throw one more out there who laid a stinker last year, and you saw me ask a question if Huntley's going to start down in Miami. I like Miami as a bounce back at home versus a bad Tennessee team.
We can't take Miami. No, I mean, unless we find out it's for sure Tyler Hunt. I mean, dude, Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle.
If it's him, forget it. I'm not interested.
Okay.
Not interested in Skylar. If it's Huntley, I'm interested. So if we find that out before Saturday afternoon, I'm very interested in.
What'd you say?
Do you think that would shift the line?
I don't think so.
I don't think it would shift the line to have, because what the books would say is like, why are we shifting the line? Like, he was inactive last week because he didn't even know the playbook. What is he? He had one more week. But I think it's pretty easy. You know, hey, throw this bubble screen to Tyreek Hill and just get it to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Skylar had no idea what was happening last week. And by the way, the defense kept them in the game.
Yeah.
They kept them. I mean, that game felt like a blowout early, and it's 17-3. And it's 17-3 for like a quarter and a half. And you're like, I don't know. Miami is kind of still hanging around. Their defense is really good. And back at home, I think they'll keep him in the game. So I might even say regardless, they're going to win. I think they win that game. I really do.
Cody, what do you got?
Chicago at home against the Rams. The Rams, you know, we were all on last week. Caleb and this offense grew last week, even though they lost that game. You could see clear growth in the offense. Clear connection growth with Rome, no Keenan. Looks like they're going to lean on Roshan at least a little bit more and try to actually create a run game here. McVay, I mean, this team's still banged up, right? They're still, I don't think any of these guys are going to come back. Kyren. He's going to get his work, but they completely flipped the script and ran 12 personnel for the majority of that game. That's why we didn't see as much Jordan Whittington. I think that this Rams team gave it like they blew the whole load last week to beat the Niners. And you saw that in McVay's face after that game. He went to that press conference and he was exhausted. And I think this whole team's going to feel that. Another guy was exhausted
backing these Rams. I've never been more tilted watching a game ever.
Yeah. But I mean,
I love it. I love it. I think it's a good observation qualitatively and quantitative. The model backs it up. So I'm all for it. I think you're right. It's a great lens, Cody. I appreciate that perspective. So I hadn't thought of that.
What do you think, Alex? You and the Rams this week?
Now he's sold on the Rams?
No. No. Well, you were looking interesting. I was like, wait, is he going Rams here?
No, the Chicago's been real. Man, it's been really hard to throw on them. What is our second worst matchup for opposing wide receivers? our third worst matchup for opposing quarterbacks. That shows me that, like, the matchup tool now, it just, like, I don't do it manual anymore, right? It just gets all brought in. So I used to have better insights about, like, what the pass rush efficiency was and all the rest. But I know the I invented the matchup tool. And so I know that they're definitely having to be getting after the quarterback right now to be ranked like that. And I definitely know that it has to be getting even better grades on Jalen and these guys, right? They're just really hard to throw on, and they're really depleted at wide receiver. I just wonder if it's a game where Kyren can. The Rams are super duper. I mean, it makes sense, but gosh, I wish they weren't. I wish they weren't like what are they favored by 2.5?
It does. I wish they were. I wish that line was closer to a pick 'em or even getting points naturally, but.
I get the pick. If it's consensus, like, it's not like I wouldn't come close to vetoing this one. You know what I mean?
There's enough value on it from the model that backs it up. And then I just like the lens that Cody has. I think it's a good argument. And yeah, it feels like a good momentum play. Like you said, the Bears grew a lot, still didn't come away with a victory. They're going to get one here.
The other one, one more that I got is the Chargers getting 7.5 at home. They have not beaten the Chiefs. This is Alex's Ram pick of last week. Is they're getting 7.5, and they haven't beaten the Chiefs since 2021. But every game every home game for the Chargers since 2018 has been within 7 points. And this line is 7.5. This team just lost in Pittsburgh. They stayed on the East Coast for 2 weeks. They're back home this week. Kansas City's got to come out. Yes, they don't have Derwin James.
They have the bye after this week. They're not going to play Herbert.
If they don't play Herbert, then yes, I'm off of it. But
yeah,
I think it's a divisional game. Like, divisional games.
If they play Herbert, I'm down.
Yeah, if they play Herbert, I'm down too. So end of story. It'll be a close game. And if they don't, it's going to be a hard pass. The line is telling me that he's not playing.